Now, Palm Sunday is the start of Passion Week, or Holy Week, as most of us call it. It begins the most important festival in the Christian calendar. At the time Jesus was planning the triumphal entry into Jerusalem, the Jewish people were preparing to celebrate the greatest festival, Passover, and vast numbers were either in Jerusalem or were headed to Jerusalem. We can see the importance of the triumphal entry as the event is recorded in every gospel. Let's look firstly at the donkey's relevance. Mark, whose gospel is usually concise and to the point, spends nearly half his narrative talking about it. Jesus sends two of his disciples, we don't know which, to fetch a colt, which is a young male donkey which has never been ridden and could be troublesome. Of course, this is no problem for our Lord, who also tamed the wildest storm. It's just another example of his power over nature. Now, prior to this, Jesus had sent out his disciples to drive out demons, to cure diseases, and to preach the kingdom of God. Now, two of them were being sent out to fetch a donkey. How mundane! What did their master want with a donkey? After all, he'd always walked everywhere when they'd been with him. However, this was to fulfill the prophecy of Zechariah, where we read, "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and having salvation, gentle and riding on a donkey." And as we saw in the film, Douglas's film there, the obedience was there. They'd never seen him ride on anything before, let alone a donkey. And yet they obey him. They don't challenge him and say, "What do you want a donkey for?" No, they go straight away. And he knows, of course, what the person who owns the donkey is going to say. And he warns them, if anyone tries to stop them, just say, "The Lord needs it." Let's now look at the palm leaves, the cloaks, and the shouting, and see their significance. Palm leaves and branches were often used to celebrate victory and to honor royalty. These palms point to Jesus being a king and a high priest. Now, at the time, most priests, in the Old Testament, if they wanted to train from being a priest to a high priest, it was impossible to attain the title of high priest until they were at least 33. And it took 3 years. Now, that's relevant because Jesus began his ministry at the age of 30. And at the age of 33, he died on the cross. So that shows that he is our Messiah, our great high priest. The cloaks thrown to the ground also acknowledged that a king was entering Jerusalem. This had happened many times in the Old Testament. Now, I was speaking to the young people last week about the importance of cloaks during this time. And of course, in the heat and the desert of that place, the days were very hot, but of course the nights were very cold. And cloaks were very expensive things. Even if they weren't expensive cloth, they were expensive because people would need them to keep warm or to keep the heat off of them. And yet here people are throwing their cloaks for a donkey to walk over. The shouting of a Hosanna is powerful. It means a special honor to the one who saves. In other words, the Messiah. Let's consider today what it says in Matthew 21, verse 10. When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, "Who is this?" Let's look at it in four parts. Firstly, who did Jesus say he was? Well, just a few examples, and there are hundreds. In John 10, verse 30, he says, I and my Father are one. John 10, verse 36, I am God's Son. John 14, verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. The Gospel of John is full of Jesus saying, I am. Following the triumphal entry, Jesus enters the temple, drives out all who were buying and selling there, and overturns the tables of the money changers and the benches of those selling doves. He says to them, it is written, my house will be called a house of prayer, but you are making it a den of thieves. Yes, Jesus knew exactly who he was and what he had to do. He knew that all roads led to Jerusalem. He was ready. He was focused. Luke 9, verse 51 says, as the time came for him to be taken up to heaven, Jesus resolutely set out for Jerusalem. His purpose was to give his life as a ransom for many and to pay the price to set us free. Now let's look at those who came from Galilee and the towns in Judea. Who did they say Jesus was? During the 3 years of teaching, Jesus had walked amongst them, teaching, preaching, healing, and even raising Lazarus from the dead. Miraculous signs and deeds, which even left the disciples amazed and baffled. Jesus asked them, who do people say the Son of Man is? They replied, some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others, Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. But what about you? He asked, who do you say I am? Simon Peter answered, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. So Jesus had many true followers as he headed for Jerusalem. They had seen and believed that he was the Messiah. But what about the hangers-on, or those who were expecting Jesus to save them from Roman rule? Well, many of them were fickle. 5 days later, they were calling, crucify, crucify. Now, what about those people within Jerusalem itself that day? Here's a man riding on a donkey, cloaks and branches being thrown on the ground, and shouts of Hosanna. I wonder how many of them associated these signs from the Old Testament when they saw this entry. Were there others who thought, who is this? Who is this? Is it a country bumpkin? After all, in the beginning, even the disciple Nathanael had said, can anything good come from Nazareth? There are also the Pharisees and scribes who were looking for ways to kill him. He was a major threat now, a major challenge to their way of life and their power over the people. He called them a brood of vipers and hypocrites. They hated him, but they were frightened of him. Finally, let's think about today and this Holy Week. Are we focused in our beliefs and doctrines? Or are we fickle, swaying to and fro, not quite sure of what we believe? Have we accepted Jesus as our Messiah, prophet, priest, and king? If you're unsure of what any of this means, please speak to somebody after the meeting. Thank you.